Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, the Master Gardeners are getting ready to host another Home Gardening in El Paso series of classes at El Paso Community College. And those are actually going to be starting up already next week. So tell us a little bit more about these classes.
Oh, definitely. This is definitely that class that homeowners want to take that are unable to take the traditional Texas Master Gardener class. You know, we hold that every fall on Thursdays during the week.
Well, all day.
All day long. It's a great, it's a time commitment. It's a very intense program. And this is a really great way for those folks that are, you know, have a full schedule during the work week, but they have a few hours on Saturday mornings. It's a great way to get a lot of Master Gardener research information out to them in a really short metered amount of time. It's really the essentials of what you need to kind of get started or kind of fix. And all of those classes are taught by Master Gardeners. They're certified Texas Master Gardeners. They live in El Paso, so they understand our climate. They understand all those challenging growing conditions. And the way that the class is structured is a two-hour class, and we have a different speaker every Saturday that comes in, and we cover one subject. So your class tuition covers all of the handouts, the presentations that you'll be able to get. If you'd like, you can request the electronic version of that. Just bring your jump drive with you to class, and they'll be able to load the presentations for you so you can keep it as a further reference. They'll also bring some extension publications along for handouts and just really be available for you. The class is structured as a lecture class, but the Master Gardener keep it conversational.
We've said this before. It's really kind of hard to describe gardening and certain techniques on the radio. Yeah. And so this is a way for you to maybe not necessarily get a hands-on to get your hands dirty, literally, but you'll be able to get these nice references, some really good handouts, information straight from a Master Gardener who will tell you what will and won't work.
Yeah, definitely. They'll start off with the basis, which is the soils. You got soils and you got compost. So you start with a good foundation. You're able to build on that. So they'll talk about all different types of things, whether that's container gardening, native plants, tree care. And we all know the importance of all the education involved in that, that it's really that long-term investment in your plants and your landscape. And we always talk about being under drought conditions. What are you going to take care of the most? And how are you going to triage, if you will, and really designate those zones on there? And it's going to be those woody perennials, those trees that you've invested your time and your energy in there. So we talk a lot about environmental stewardship. We talk about our EarthKind program. And what does that mean? That's going to be one topic that's going to be covered in the class. But that really goes beyond your backyard. It's kind of like the trends that we're seeing, that people are being a little bit more aware of where their food comes from, what's in the surrounding area, the benefits of the green space. So we really have that, you know, challenge to be able to get all this information out to the public and to be able to really educate them. And you don't have to be a tree hugger and a lover of nature, or at least appreciate the fact that there's dollar values involved in this, and these living things are assets to our community.
And these are sort of personal enrichment courses being offered by El Paso Community College. So there really are going to be no finals, right, or no papers to write.
Oh, no, not at all. This is all for your own personal knowledge. And it's a great way. We had a lot of Master Gardeners that we found them through the home and gardening class. So it's always kind of a lead in if they want to get further information and further knowledge. And of course, with the Extension Office and the Master Gardeners, it's to be able to gain that knowledge and then to be able to share it with the community at large.
Well, so this is like a neat little sort of Master Gardener light course.
Yeah.
That might maybe want to spark an interest in some of the participants and perhaps wanting to become a Master Gardener down the road.
The more advocates we have out there in the community, the better for us.
And these classes, again, are going to be starting next Saturday. The classes run Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. from January 24th through February the 28th. And those classes are going to be at the El Paso Community College Valle Verde campus. And you can learn more by going to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. I have the number there for you to call for information, which is the Texas AgriLife Extension. And I also have a link to where you can learn about this particular continuing education or personal enrichment class being offered by El Paso Community College. So again, go to ktep.org and visit the Good to Grow page. Well, one thing I think that we need to be thinking about this time of year, even though gardening activity might be a little bit light for most people, but I think seed catalogs are what most gardeners are looking forward to seeing in their mail.
Yeah, exactly. Mail, right? If you don't have them in your mailbox yet, you might want to get online and start requesting them. But they always come in the dead of winter, and there's beautiful catalogs that come in, and you start dreaming about your spring gardens and then start looking through that. And as people peruse through that, they kind of see there's a lot of information on the really good seed catalogs, really good reputable companies that are out there will give that consumer a lot of information out there to make the best decision. And if you're in the market to look and start out a vegetable garden and you turn to the tomato section and you see there's six different colorful pages with descriptions of all sorts of tomatoes, you start thinking, well, where do I start and how do I decipher this? And there's some standard information that comes out on all of the seed catalogs as well. And it kind of tells you, you know, the name of the plant that you're looking at and then also the variety name. So they'll be able to say that kind of stuff. So if you're growing squash or tomato or marigolds, if you will, they'll have that little variety name on there. And then that's where you kind of distinguish the difference on that. And then each of that type will have its own characteristics on there. So that description is going to tell you how big that plant is going to get. You know, is it a compact type? Is it going to sprawl? Is it going to, you know, all of these different names that you get to describe the growth habit. It gives you a date range, 68 days. 90 days. And what does that actually mean? Well, that means how many days you're going to take to be able to, once you put that seed into the ground, how many days it's going to take for it to actually have that harvestable fruit or vegetable. So that's really important with, you know, the other best friend of the gardener is a calendar that kind of coincides with that too. And you have to know exactly what your growing conditions are so you can be able to plan all of that out. You want pumpkins, you want to make sure that you pick that pumpkin there to make sure it's there for Halloween and it's not going to be there, you know, for Labor Day. You know, so you want to be able to match that up to when you're going to consume or need that fruit or vegetable for your own purposes. So that's that planning that goes in there. A lot of times, a lot of these plants have gone in through some breeding programs as well, and they've been resistant to other types of diseases as well. And that's also included in that little paragraph as well, you know, downy mildew resistant if it's a squash. So, you know, a lot of times you'll be able to look at that. If you find you have heirloom seed catalogs, you're not going to be able to find that, but you're going to be able to find all of those names to see what matches up for you and to be able to pick the best plant for your garden.
So are seed catalogs seasonal? Are you going to get maybe like a seed catalog for what would work in the spring or the fall or the summer? Or do you sort of get a sort of year encompassing type of catalog?
A lot of times what the bigger seed companies do is they'll publish a catalog for the entire year. So that's why you'll get them at the end of December or early January and say, this is going to be X seed company for 2015. And that's you're going to find everything on there. So that can go from vegetables to wildflowers to any kind of ornamentals. So that once a year publication is there, and then you'll be able to, you know, contact them and look at them to see if they release anything. But they usually make that one debut once a year.
And the catalogs are pretty good at informing you when the right time. You're talking about the calendar and how important that is for gardeners, but the catalog itself is going to give you a good idea as to when to plant those seeds, or will you get that when you finally get that seed delivered to your house?
Well, in those little paragraphs and the descriptions, it's going to tell you that the days to maturity, and that's how that plant was bred or selected to be able to mature at that specific interval. What we need to be able to be aware of is to know what our climate is. When is it going to be our last frost? When is going to be our first frost of the year? To be able to find out those things. So we need to be able to select the best seeds proven for El Paso and also explore with other ones just to challenge yourself, but then to use that and then to look at when the best time to plant. For us, for example, very common homegrown vegetable in El Paso and in the United States are tomatoes. Well, for us, we put tomatoes in the ground fairly early than the rest of the country. We try to gear those in to the end of March. And why is that so? Because for us, we know the winds are going to kick in. We know it's going to get really hot really quick here. And we're going to risk not having enough fruit set with those high temperatures. So we put our planting window a little bit earlier than most folks. So if you have a planter and you want to start, you know, you purchase your seeds and you want to make sure that you plant them and start them indoors before being able to transplant them outside as well. So it's all about that strategy and how you're going to be able to plan for the entire season.
And the nice thing is that we are lucky to have master gardeners in our community who are willing to answer questions. Maybe you got, you know, some lettuce seeds or some seeds, like you were saying, to some tomatoes or to some radishes, and you don't know exactly when a good window is going to be because perhaps it doesn't match up to what is on the packet.
Yeah.
So if you call the master gardeners, they're going to be able to share the proper information.
Yeah, one of our most popular publications that we have is a home vegetable gardening calendar. And that is, you know, all 12 months with the list of all the common vegetables grown in El Paso, people that are interested in, and then those shaded areas that are going to be that optimum time to be able to plant those in the ground. So if you get that, you'll be able to match that up to say, okay, this is going to grow better in the cool season, or this is going to, we have to wait till it gets too hot for our summer crops. So definitely things right now that we're looking in pretty soon is being able to go out there and put some over seeding with some lettuce and some of those leafy greens on there and everything. Middle of November is when our first frost is going to hit. So you wanted to get some plants that are established on there. But now we're going to start moving into, as soon as the weather starts warming up, into some other cool season vegetables that are going to be really short relative compared to other plants, you know, in the ground and out within 40 to 50 days. So you'll be able to have a nice cool season crop on there before it gets too hot so you can escape it.
So is there anything in these catalogs that would maybe give you a heads up as to certain types of vegetables or flowers, etc., that maybe wouldn't do well in our region? Maybe they would work best like in the colder and wetter northwestern part of the country.
Yeah, a lot of times we have a lot of these seed catalogs that are national seed catalogs, and they'll sell from everybody from Washington to Florida to Buffalo, New York, all across the board. So you need to be able to look to see exactly and do your homework to see what's going to work best in El Paso. For example, you know, something we're going to grow, celery. You know, that's historically never really done well in El Paso.
Really? Huh.
But, you know, you can grow a lot of other cool season crops as well, too. So just by knowing that information and also looking and seeing what you normally eat and what you like to try to test out and work and play with in the garden. There's no harm in making a big investment on a couple of dollars for a seed packet. And a lot of seed companies will sell anything from, you know, counted number of seeds and to a quarter of an eighth or an ounce. And it'll also tell you how many seeds does that contain. And that way you know that you're buying a little too much or not enough for your needs.
Well, I myself have never perused a seed catalog, but I can see you brought one here and it's up in front of us right now, and I can see how somebody can spend hours flipping through it and going, wow, I've never seen a yellow fleshed watermelon before, and I've never seen that kind of a yellow beet, you know,
right?
So I can understand just for the awe of it.
Exactly. And right now, gardeners are dreaming about their gardens.
Can see how people can get excited and think, you know, I should try that.
Right.
I'm Norma Martinez. Thanks for listening today.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.